Following the Shemona Esrei, we recite a series of personal supplications, which include requests that Hashem help us to refrain from speaking evil, that we be able to be silent in the face of those who curse us, and that we become humble like the dust under our feet. We wish to open our hearts to God's Torah and pursue His mitzvos. Therefore, we ask that those who plot against us be thwarted in their schemes, even before they get started. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to answer our prayers, not for our sakes, but so that we can fulfill His mission for us in the world. I want to focus on this personal nature of the Shemona Esrei, of Elokai Nitzar, as the essence of these talks. As I mentioned in our discussion on the bracha of Slicha, many of us, if not all of us, have gone through life, and may be going through life, with an abusive perspective of what Judaism is all about, which has been drilled into our heads throughout our lives. We've been taught that if you do mitzvos, you get schar, reward, and if you do averos, you get onesh, punishment. After all, we're taught that Judaism is just one big set of rules and restrictions that we follow in order to earn our place in heaven. We're taught that God just wants us to be obedient servants and follow what He said and everything that the rabbis have derived from it. We're taught that He's just some guy in the sky waiting to strike us down when the time comes for everything we've ever done wrong in our lives. This perception of Hashem and of Judaism is not only just painful and inaccurate, but I understand that's where we're coming from because of how we all learned about Judaism. Let's take a step back for a second. Let's understand that God is not abusive. The way that you learned about Judaism, the way that we all learned about Judaism, is abusive. Yes, there are mitzvos and there are averos. There is a concept of schar v'onesh, of reward and punishment. But we do not know Hashem's calculations. We do not know why bad things happen to good people, why there is suffering in this world, or what, if anything at all, we did to cause it. The Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lezhinsk, Zchus Hagen Aleinu, explains that the entire purpose of Har Sinai, of the giving of the Torah itself, of every mitzvah, is for a Jew to recognize that there is a creator that exists. The Talmud records a comment of Abba Shaul on the Pasuk, Zekeli va'anvehu, this is my God and I will exalt him. Teaches Abba Shaul, va'anvehu should be interpreted as if it were written in two words, Ani v'hu, me and him. Not only is the entire purpose of the Torah simply to make us feel a closeness to God, but it's to recognize that Hashem is your personal God, that you have a personal relationship with Him. As Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, Zchus Hagen Aleinu said, it is very good to talk out your heart to God, just as you would talk out your heart to a true friend. As we spoke about so often in our talks, the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe of Lubavitch, Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Ladi, teaches that the purpose of creation is the construction of a dwelling place for God within our material world. This is, of course, based on the Midrash Tanchuma on Parshas Naso, which tells us, Nis'av she'ehelo dir b'tachtonim kmo she'yesh ba'alyonim, that Hashem desires to have a dwelling place down below, just as He has on high. We spoke about what it means to make a dwelling place or a home for God in our world. We asked the question of, isn't He here already? We asked the question of, how is this dwelling place made? We spoke about the answer from a very famous saying of the Kutsk Rebbe, Zchus Hagen Aleinu, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, who famously taught, where is God? Hashem is only where you let Him in. We explain that our relationship with our Creator is reciprocal, that He desires the relationship, yearning for us to reach out to Him. The extent we bring Him into our life determines the quality of our relationship. The Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, in the first chapter of Maseilas Yesharim, writes that man was created to delight in God and to derive pleasure in the radiance of the Shekhinah, of the Divine Presence. For this is the true delight and the greatest pleasure that can possibly exist. The Noam Elimelech on a Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim writes that a person not only has to constantly go with the concept of Dveikus, of clinging to God, to think about the greatness of Hashem, to examine in his mind the wonders which he sees all around him, the miracles and tragedies in God's creation. But a person also has to contemplate how he himself is a part of the miracle of creation, how he furthers the mission of humanity. Because when a person does not know himself, he also lacks understanding of God. Teaches the Noam Elimelech, loneliness can only be felt when one sins, when one is distanced from God, when a person does not understand their purpose in life. When you understand your purpose for existence, when you feel that Hashem loves you, when you recognize that the Borei Olam, the creator of the world, created you, sustains you, and believes in you to fulfill your unique mission. Even in a state of social distancing or self-isolation, how can you feel alone in the world? This is echoed by Rabbeinu Bechaye in his sefer, the Chovos HaLevavos, Duties of the Heart, where he writes at length on how Hashem loves us and everything He does for us is out of love for us. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, in order to have bitachon, absolute trust in God, you must realize that Hashem cares about you in a very real way. You must appreciate that Hashem is deeply concerned for your good. That the fact that you were created, that you are alive at this very moment, means Hashem loves you and believes in you. To summarize everything I've been trying to give over, these 21 talks from the introduction until now. Does God care about you? Absolutely. Hashem loves you and believes in you. If He didn't, you wouldn't be alive. The fact that you exist, that you are created, that you are breathing at this very moment, means that God recognizes that the world needs you in it. What is the purpose of the Jewish people? In essence, it's to make a Dira B'Tachtonim, a dwelling place for God, to bring Hashem into our mundane physical world. What is our individual purpose? That I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is that we do have a blueprint. The Torah. There's something called Ashir Hashirim Judaism. That is our relationship with Hashem that is not necessarily bound by our actions or inactions. Shir Hashirim, the Song of Songs, written by King Solomon, is one of the most beautiful and profound books in Tanakh. The romantic, almost erotic description of two people in love represents the unbreakable bond, the relationship of connection between God and the Jewish people. Yes, we all need to follow halacha. Yes, we should continue learning what the Torah requires of us in every situation. Yes, we should be striving to do our utmost, to refine ourselves, and to make ourselves the best people we can be. That being said, we have to recognize that Hashem desires a relationship with us, that we have a relationship with Him. No matter what you do, no matter how far you may stray, no matter how distant you may feel, know that God loves you and is waiting for you to get closer to Him.